Parshas Boy. The first posik says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Boy al Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani hechbadeti es liboy, because I have made his heart to be hardened, v'yeslev avodov, the hearts of his servants, leman, for the purpose, shisi oisoisai ele bekirboy, that I may set these signs among them." So, in other words, Hashem is telling Moshe, go, and like Rashi says, be masra, go and warn Paro that he should let the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and if not, he's going to bring more makas upon them. Now, the Pasuk says, Ki ani hichbarati es liboy. Hashem is telling Moshe, you go to Paro. Why? Because I already made his heart a heart. So the question is, if Hashem made Paro's heart hard, so why should Moshe go to talk to him? It's like he's wasting his time. If he has a hard heart, he's not going to listen to anything, why should Moshe even go and be Masra and warn him? So really the Pasuk says, and the Pshat is, Laman shisi oisoise ele bekirboy, that the reason why Hashem made his heart so hard and he should not let the Jews go out so fast is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show so many signs to Klal Yisrael. Like it says, we'll soon explain this more in the next Pasuk, like it says, Ulaman tesaper biyozne vincha, that you may tell over in the ears of your children, uven vincha, your grandchildren, eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. And Rashi says, hisalalti means that I have mocked them. It's all the jokes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu played upon Mitzrayim, upon Paro, v'es oisoisai asher samtivom, and all the signs that I have put with them, v'idatem ki ani Hashem, and you should know that I am Hashem. Now, the question on this pasuk is that it starts off saying that we should tell over to our children and to our grandchildren, like all the great miracles, the fun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Paro, the jokes that he played with him, he made him look like a fool. We should tell this all over to our grandchildren. And why? The pasuk says, V'yedatem, because we ourselves should know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is why does the pasuk say, V'yedatem, that we should know? It should have said that our children should know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, like from the parashas before, we saw the Nisim. Now the Pasuk is saying we should tell these Nisim over to our children. So why does the Pasuk end off to say, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, that we should know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should have our emuna. The Chuvah should have said that our children should have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw a pshat from the Divrei Yecheskel, it really is Masber Pasuk in Mishlei, that the Pasuk says, Chanoich lenar al pir darkoi, you should teach your children according to your ways, gam ki yaskin lo yosim imena, that even when you get old, it won't go away from you. So he learns the pshat is that when you give chinuch, when you teach your children, the best way to teach them is to set an example for them. They should see the way you do the mitzvahs, the way you love to do the mitzvahs, and if they see good by you, that's the way they will also become good. That's chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, on your derech. It's not enough just to teach your children they should be good, but you don't do good. If you're not doing good, they won't learn. They'll learn the bad from you. But al pi darkoi, the way you do good, that's the way you should teach your children. And it says, gam ki yaskin l'yosim imenu. Even when you get old, you yourself, it will not go away from you. In other words, the real way to give over chinuch to the children, to teach them, is if you really mean it. By you, it's really MS that you really want to do good and you really want them to do good. The more you want it really yourself, the more you'll give over to your children and the more it would last. The more they'll learn from you and accept it and will be Dov HaMitzkayim for you and for them. Now here also, by the Nisim, by these Eser HaMakos, the 10 Makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon the Mitzrayim, really the Mefarshim asked the question, like why did Hashem have to take so long and to give 10 of them? To save the Jews, he could have just taken them out right away in 1 second. Why did it have to take so long and have 10 makas, 10 miracles upon the Mitzrayim? And the Mefarshim all explained that the pshat is that this is the Yitzira Klal Yisrael should get their emuna, get their true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all the Yud Gimel Ikrim that the Torah is totally in. That from these 10 makas, we saw clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach, he rules over Klal Yisrael, the Shemayim and the Oretz, nobody else can do anything, only him. He's all the Yud Gimel Ikrim we see clearly through these Eser HaMakas. This was really a limud to Klal Yisrael to learn clear, to see, to have true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emunah Shleima, to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything and rules and everything is done through him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his time in bringing these Esther Hamakas upon the Mitzrayim, that we should learn out Emunah Shleima with the Kol Yud Gimel Ikrim from this. And now the Pasuk goes to say it's not enough that we learned it out, but we have to teach our children the Yud Gimel Ikrim from these Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. And that's what the Pasuk is saying now, L'man Tesaper B'yaznei Vincha. We have to tell over these miracles, these Nisim that happened to our children and to the grandchildren, how much he mocked the Mitzrayim, how much of a fool he made out of Mitzrayim. Why? So the Pasuk ends off, V'yedatem k'ni Hashem, that we have to know that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, really the purpose of telling our children is that our children, we should give them chinuch, we should teach them to have Emunah Shleima. But the Pasuk is saying we can't go to teach our children won't learn from us, unless first we have this knowledge. V'yedatem k'ni Hashem. First we have to know and have Emunah Shleima, true belief, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochid, does everything. If we have the true belief, then we could go and tell over to our children and give chinuch to our children, they would really accept it from us and learn and live a life the same way we do. But it only starts off if there's a V'yedatem k'ni Hashem, that we have to know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have Emunah first. And this is the pshat from the beginning of the Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, I want you to go to Paro to finish off now the 10 Makas. Why? Paro was such a fool. Like, how does he let himself get into this? To let another Maka and another Maka and another Maka come upon him. How could he be such a fool? So Pasuk is saying, Ki ani hechbarati es libay, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his heart hard, that he won't accept the Techocha. But what's the purpose of this? Only Laman Shisi Oisaisa Elabikirboy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to put more and more miracles, that us Klai Yisrael would learn out from this to have Emunah Shleima in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see the clear truth. And when we see it, we have to then right away give it over to our children, the Saper B'yaznei Vincha Uven Vincha. Now, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's this question, if the mitzvah of Emunah and Hashem, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that one of the Tayag mitzvahs or not? The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings down the first mitzvah asay. He says this is the mitzvah to have Emunah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings down the Gemara for this, the Raya from the Gemara in Makis. It says there are Taryag mitzvahs. Where's the last two to make it Taryag? And the Gemara says that Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Loyia, that was Mipi Agvura Shemanu. So he says it's a Raya that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Bechlau the Taryag mitzvahs. And the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokech is the mitzvah b'emunas elokus, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rambam brings us down for the first mitzvah of the Tayag mitzvahs is to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, Oifenot, says that some Sefer mitzvahs do not bring down this to be one of the Tayag mitzvahs, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban explains, the pshat is that the Taryag mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs, those are the pshat, those are commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. But they only come after we first have the belief that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Lahakdama, the beginning of everything, is first to have a belief that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a ruler. After we have this Emunah, then we could first go to do the Taryag mitzvahs. Therefore he says, some Moniyah mitzvahs do not put in this mitzvah of Emunah San Hashem in the Taryag mitzvahs. They're like two stages. Emunah comes before everything. And after we have Emunah, after we have belief and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could we start to go be Mekayim his Taryag mitzvahs. Other Mefarshim here explain that the question why some don't put this into the Taryag mitzvahs is because it's a hard mitzvah to have. How could you tell somebody that the mitzvah is a tzivuim to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like, how can we see it? Where is there proof that there is that Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mitzvah is the pshat that we have to do things. But here, to tell somebody he has to have belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a hard mitzvah to tell, because how do we tell it to him? So, Avada, you have to have it. But some want to say that can't be part of the Taryag mitzvahs. And then they ask the question on the Rambam, though, why does he bring it down? And Mefarshim explains simply that the Pasuk says, O Noichi Hashem Elokech Asher Oseisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. How do we have to have our belief, our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? In other words, the fact we saw all these great nisim, all the Yeser Makis, all the Kriyas Yamsuf, So whole Yetzias Mitzrayim from beginning till the end, by just looking and understanding all these nisim, from this alone we come to have pure emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore there's no question why this could be part of the Taryag Mitzvahs, the way the Rambam brings it down, that we can understand why there's a tzivul, there's a commandment to have emunah, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because just seeing and learning through the Parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we get our belief. That's like we were saying before. That's why there's such a big inyan kiseida, these parshas of the Laman Tesaper Lebincha. Keep on telling it over, teaching it to your children. Because from these parshas we get our ikir emunah, we get our ikir belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Hakadoma to Kol HaTorah Kulo, and with the Rambam, this is part of Taryag Mitzvahs. And Hu Adin, the famous Ramban, at the end of this parsha, the end of Parshas Boy, will talk us about the mitzvahs of Tefillin. That at the end, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo lois al yodcho, that tefillin should be a sign on your hands, l'toytofois bein enecho, it should be for batim on between your eyes, on your head. Ki b'choizik yod hoitzionu Hashem Mitzrayim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. In other words, tefillin, the inyan to put on your hand and to put on your head, is a sign, a remembrance for this inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says here that the Sherish HaMitzvah Sazois is Yetzias Mitzrayim al hayad, that we should have the parshias of Yetzias Mitzrayim on our hand, v'yal haroish, and on our head. Why these two inyanim? Keneged halev v'yamoich, keneged the heart, that's the yad, is near, on your left hand, is near your heart, and on top of your head, that's where your moich, your brains are. Shehei ma'ashkunas ha-machshava, that's where a person thinks. His machshava comes out from his heart and from his brains. That inyan of these dalet parshas we have in the tefillin are all in yon and talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it should be between in our moich and it should be in our heart. Because also he says in these parshas you have the inyan of the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Yisrael, and we remember all the mitzvahs that Hashem tells us, and the inyan of the oinshin and zchoron, that if you listen, you get reward, if not, you get punishment. V'chol ha'sherish b'emunah. These are all the hashrosha, the roots, to have true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's a mitzvah of tefillin, to put on our head and on our hands, that it should always be with us, with our heart and with our moyach, the inyan of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on at length to say that we have a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah, that always we say, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. A lot of mitzvahs are to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he explains why, because at the beginning of the world, people used to be Oved Avodah Zarah. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. They used to be Oved Avodah Zarah, different gods. Until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tremendous ois, a tremendous sign in the world, that everybody should know now who is the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem is Hashem. And how did he make this sign? This is through the great nisim that he did throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the Pasuk he says, L'man teida ki ani Hashem mekerev oretz, is to teach us that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one that rules the world, He takes care of the world. All these inyanim of emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we receive completely through these nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says, therefore, a lot of mitzvahs we do are always zecher, we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make these great nisim every generation, one after another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it once, b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And from then on, the mitzvah is always to remember what happened then. That's why there's a mitzvah, tell over to your children, tell over the deris, generation after generation. We should always remember the great nisim that happened, b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, and from this, we will receive our emunah, our true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Eloshin at the end of Ramban, Lufikach omru hevi zohir b'mitzvah kala kevachamura. A person should be careful even in an easy mitzvah like a hard mitzvah. She'akulam chamudos v'chavivos moed. Because every single mitzvah that we have is dear and precious. Why? She'b'chol shoh odem moed behen. Anytime a person does any one of the Taryag mitzvahs, he is being moida, he is like praising, agreeing, he is being moida, he is admitting lelokeinu to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have emunah in Hashem. And he says, v'kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs. What's the main purpose, the kavana, the importance of all the mitzvahs? She'naim min belokeinu. That we should have true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have emun in Hashem. V'noida elov. And to thank Him for all the good that He does. Shu beronu. That he created us. And the Ramban says, V'hi kavonas hayitzira. This is the purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. She'in lonu tam acha b'yitzira harishayna. There's no other reason, no other purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. V'ein lo elyon b'tachtonim chofetz milvad zeh. There's no chofetz, there's no desire in from Hashem more than just this. That what sheyeda adam, a person should know, should realize that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He created us. He created the whole world. V'yoydel elokeinu. And we should thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sheboru, that He created us. And he goes on, v'kavonas roimemois hakel betfilos. One of the inyonim, why when we daven in shul, we use our kol, our voices, we daven it loud, together. V'kavonosoi bote kinesias. How come there's such an inyon, Klal Yisrael goes to daven in shuls, in bote kinesias? He says, v'schus tfilos harabim. Zehu, what is the purpose of rabim, that everybody davens together? Shia levnayodam mokam, there should be a place for people. Yiskabtsu, they should be able to get together. V'yoydu lakel, and they should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheborim, that Hashem created us. This is the whole purpose of coming together to daven together in shul. V'hem tziyem v'yafasimu zeh, and we should be mafasim, we should let everybody know about this. V'yoymru lufonov b'riyosav anachnu, and we should say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are your creations, and we are here to serve you, to do the mitzvahs, to thank you for what you have done to us. And then the Ramban goes on and says his famous Yisoid. He says, because min ha-nisim ha-gadolim ha-mafursim. Sometimes when we see great nisim, great miracles, or the moide b'nisim ha-nistorim, now we come to be moide, to agree, to accept that there are even small nisim, small miracles that Hashem does to us. And he says, shehein Yisoid ha-Torah kula. This is the Yisoid, the foundation of the whole Torah. Shein la'odom chelek b'teras Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody has a chelek, a portion, in the Torah of Moshe, at Shenaim, until we believe. Behold, the Varenu, or Mikrenu, Shekulam Nisim, until Shekulam Nisim, that everything that happens to us, what comes around us, any incident, anything that happens to us, they're all considered Nisim. They're all considered miracles. Ein Bohem Teva, there's no such thing as Teva as nature in the world. Or Minhogo Shalolam. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yochid. Whether it's negated to the whole rabim, to the whole community, whether it's negated to a single person. Elim yasa ha-mitzvah. No, the pshat, everything is nisim, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from HaShemayim. That is the pshat from the nes. A nes means it's not nature, it's not normal, but rather something abnormal is happening. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. And this is pshat in everything that happens on this world. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Ella, what is the pshat? How does the world work? Im yasa ha-mitzvah yaslichenu. If Klal Yisrael, if a Jew does mitzvahs, does the tayak mitzvahs, he'll have atzlochem. Everything will go good for him. He'll have success. Yatzlichel schoroi. V'im yavar alheim. But if a person does not do the tayak mitzvahs, he does the averis instead, he does the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him, is yachrisenu. Is onshoy hakel b'gzeres elyon. He'll be cut off, he'll be punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that happens here, anything, any incidents, any mikra, anything that happens to us, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, where do we get this limud from? Where do we learn all these great yisoidis, these great foundations for the Torah? We learn all these things from the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did here, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. B'shas, these Esah HaMakas, what he did to Paro, the way he made the joke, the way he made fun of Paro, the way he made fun of the Mitzrayim, the way he took us out, the way the great Nisim, and we'll soon learn about the Korban Pesach, all the mitzvahs Klal Yisrael did there in the special in Yonim. All these things come to teach us, these great Yisoidis, that there's no such thing as Teva, there's no such thing as nature. Everything comes min HaShemayim. And really also the famous Pasuk, which says in the Parsha here, that V'yavarti b'yeretz Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went through Mitzrayim during the Makis Bechoris, And it's the Bedarshin, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy hashliach, Ani Hashem. That's the drushes we said, that Bechlal, throughout Yitzias Mitzrayim, everything was done from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not a malach, not a shliach, Ani Hashem. And there are plenty of questions on these drushes, that there was the malach HaMavis there that killed out. There was Moshe Rabbeinu that helped out Yitzias Mitzrayim. There were other people. So what does it mean to say, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy shliach, mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu without malachim, Ani Hashem without a shliach, without a messenger, Ani Hashem, only Hashem. And the pshat is, we can understand where we just saw this Ramban, is that the pasuk means to say, Ani Hashem means, we're coming to learn out from these great nisim of Mitzrayim, that the only thing that takes place in this world is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only Ani Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that's doing everything. There's no such thing as a shliach, as nature, as normal. Everything is min HaShemayim. If we deserve it, it happens. If we don't deserve it, it doesn't happen. This was the great nisim we learned out from the Yetzias Mitzrayim and from the Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the famous Chazal that says that, Mashiro Shivcha Layom Lero Yecheska Ben Buzi, that the great nisim, the Yad Hashem, to see the God, to see the Ruchnis of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be able to say Zekeli V'Anveyu, they saw tremendous inyonim b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, more than great neviim saw. And from these great nisim that we saw, we learn out that everything, all the Ashkocha, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Teva, as a regular nature, but rather everything is only min HaShemayim. That's the pshat, really, in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna, we have to have true belief and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we get this? Asher Etzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. Who had in the also say over from the altar from Kelim, that he went to answer the famous question by Hanukkah, how come we make the nest of Hanukkah the nearest for 8 days? The Chura, one day's worth, they had enough shemen, they had enough oil to burn for one day. The nest, the miracle was that it lasted another 7 days. So the famous question, we should only make Hanukkah 7 days, that was the nest. Why do we make it for 8 days? So there are many terutzim on this question, but the altar from Kelim said like this, that when Chazal or Kaveya to do that, we should do something to remember a nace, to remember the great miracle that happened. The Chazal, the Chomim, want to teach us that don't think only something abnormal is a nace. Only something like here that the Shemen burned for an extra 7 days, that's considered a nace. That we see the Yad Hashem. The Chomim want to teach us also that even the first day, even Teva, even the first day that the Shemen burned, that is also considered a nace. So usually we don't celebrate this, but here we're going to celebrate anyway the fact that the nes happened, a special nes happened, that the Shemen burned for an extra 7 days. Chazal were kaveid already for 8 days Chanukah, to teach us this limud that the Ramban is saying now, that even things that happen every single day, that we think it's normal, we think it's teva that a nes, that a Shemen should burn for 1 day. No, that's also considered a nes. That's also part of Nisim. Therefore, if the Indian of Pisum and Nisa is to Mepharsim to let everybody know about these Nisim, about these miracles, we're included even the first day also, because that is also considered a Nes, like this Ramban says over here. And when we're talking already about Emunah to Hashem, to having belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we learn this Indian of Emunah is a Hakdoma, is only before we start doing the Taryag Mitzvahs, we have to have emunah, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or whether we learn like the Rambam, this is the first mitzvah of the Taryag Mitzvahs, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to know it doesn't just stop here. It's not enough just to have emunah, just to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart, just to feel you're a good Jew. But avad, after this, we have to go to do the Taryag Mitzvahs. Our whole Hatzlocha, we're saying now, is when we do mitzvahs. That Ramban says, if we do mitzvahs, we'll have hatzlocha, we'll have success. If we don't do mitzvahs, we won't have success. But we have to go and do the mitzvahs. At the end of the parasha, the pasuk says, Yud Gimel, pasuk Ches, pasuk says, V'higadeta levincha b'yoyim hu lemer, you should tell over to your children, Dawat ba'avur ze, because of this, Oso Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzroyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to me when we left Mitzrayim. Now what is Barvur Zeh because of this? What is this? Because of what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Rashi brings down Barvur Zeh, Ba'avur she'akayim mitzvoysov. Bishvil, that because I will do the mitzvahs. I will be mekayim them. I will... Kagoin Pesach Matzah Umor Halolu. He's kagoin like these mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pesach, of Korban Pesach, that Klal Yisrael did then. Bishvil the mitzvah of Matzah, and Bishvil the mitzvah of Moru. It's because of these mitzvahs, that's why Klal Yisrael was zeicha to go out of Mitzrayim. And from here, from this Rashi, from this Drasha, we learn out a tremendous chiddush, that usually people make a mistake. People think that the Iker of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, was the great Nisim, the great miracles and moivsim and signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these great signs and did these great miracles, that's why to remember these miracles, we do certain mitzvahs. We do the mitzvah of Pesach because of that, Korban Pesach, like the Sof Pasha talks about. We eat Matzah Pesach B'Night, we eat Maror. It's only Bishvil that we should remember that there was such a thing as Yitzias Mitzrayim. But from this Rashi, from this Drasha, we see a little bit different. From here we see just the opposite, that the only purpose that there is Yitzias Mitzrayim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that there should be Yitzias Mitzrayim, is only Bishvil She'akayim Mitzvoysov. Bishvil Klal Yisrael will be able to do and act all the Taryag Mitzvahs. Do the Mitzvahs that Hashem has. Kagoin Pesach Matzah Moru. In other words, like the Pasuk is saying, Bavur Zeh, because of this, because of the Mitzvahs, because we'll be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, L'dor Doris, Klal Yisrael will be Mekayim the Mitzvah, because there are mitzvahs that we do, that's why Bavur Zeh is Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Mitzrayim, because the Kiyum of the Mitzvahs, so we have to know, Avada L'Akdama, before we do the mitzvahs, we have to have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can't just stop there, we have to go on to do and be Mekayim all the mitzvahs that we could, and we have to learn the halachas to know how to do the mitzvahs, and not just to rely on the belief we have. And there's a famous word they say, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, that in his times when he was alive, people used to get a lot of heart attacks. It was a normal thing, people had got heart attacks very often. So he said over the reason why so many, even Jews then, were getting heart attacks, he said, was because too many Jews were just a Jew at heart. In other words, they didn't do the mitzvahs, l'maisa. They just thought at heart they were a good Jew. They thought they had a good heart. Everything they left up to the heart. But when it came to do the good actions, they didn't do anything. So Chofetz Chaim said, I say the heart was too heavy. They had too much of a burden on the heart. The heart platzed. They got a heart attack. It's not enough just to feel at heart I'm a good Jew. I want to do good. I know I should do good. I have belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't just stop by Emunah. But we have to go further. And we have to know Bavruzeh Bishvil the Asiyas HaMitzvahs. Being Mekayim the Mitzvahs. Know exactly the Halacha, how to do every single mitzvah we do. And do it the right way. Do it with Anveyo. Do it with the Hidden Mitzvah. That's the Yesod. To do mitzvahs, to be Mekayim the Torah. The Pasuk says in Parshas Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Beis, that by Pesach, by night, is considered Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. This is a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched, L'hoitziya me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Hu alaylo azel Hashem Shimurim, it was watched, L'chol b'nei Yisrael adoyroisim. It's called Leil Shimurim, the watch, the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. L'maisa, when knowing Pesach by night is called Leil Shimurim, we watch from Azikim, we don't say the whole Kriya Shema Alamita at night time, because a special Indian of Shmira, Kodesh Baruch Hu, watches us on the El Shemurim. The Beis Halevi is Mazba, that's why we could have Dalit Kaisais, even though having things by four is considered Zugais, which the Chur is bad for Mazikim, still Pesach B'night, we're not afraid of Mazikim, that's why we could stop by the number four Kaisais, because it's considered Leil Shimurim. It's a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. But Rashi of Noah says a little bit different. Rashi says, what is considered Leil Shimurim? Rashi says, Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching, Umetzaper, and hoping and waiting, Loi. Lekayim after Chosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping and waiting until it will come the time that he could be Mekayim. He could do what he promised us. Lohoitziya Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. To fulfill the promise that he promised to the Yovis that he would take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, so, and bring us into Eretz Yisrael. This is called Leil Shimurim. This is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting and hoping for until it will finally come. So we see this Inyan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made such a thing as a promise. He promised to the Ovis that he will make the Yitzias Mitzrayim, he will bring us into Eretz Yisrael. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting and hoping until he could finally fulfill his promise. But the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make these things as a promise? Why did Hashem have to make such a promise, Avtocha? It's enough, Huam Avayehi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it is, even if he didn't promise it. But right now he's doing it. Right now he's making Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is this Inyan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is such a thing as a promise, there is such a thing as a Avtocha, and now we want to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill his promise. Alright, turn over. And the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Zatzal, explains here that there's a tremendous yisoid in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael. That there's a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first promises. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tells us something will happen. And we have to have bitachin, we have to have emunah, we have to have trust and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that thing will happen. And because we have emunah, because we have bitachin, because we have belief, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it will happen, that's what causes it to happen. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the others, there'll be such a thing as Klal Yisrael will go out of Mitzrayim. There will be Havtocha, there will be a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it, didn't fulfill his promise to the others. But just the fact that the others heard this, and the others had emunah, the others had bitochen, had truth, had complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will do what he promised. Because of that alone is a schus, is kedai that Klal Yisrael, it should happen to Klal Yisrael. There should be a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like the Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu in Bereishis Tezvov Vov, Ve'hemin ba'Hashem, he had emunah, he had trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'yachsheveho lo tzedaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that trust, that emunah in Hashem, as if tzedaka, as if he did a mitzvah. That means just the fact we have trust, we have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something, that alone is considered a tzedakah, a mitzvah. And we once said in the Shmuz before, that there's a pshat also in Chazal that always says that a person is supposed to say, Mosa yegiya maisei lamaisei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When will my actions become to the same actions that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov did? And the question is, how could it ask from us that we should do the same thing the others did? They were greater than us. How could we even think of being at such a great madrega? And who are din that the pshat is, we're always supposed to know and to realize what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to always know what godless is, what greatness is, and always supposed to want to be by a godl. And the pshat is, we always said it, that there's a pshat that b'derech shodim roitzaleilach malichin oisai. The way a person wants to go. The person wants to do something, the person has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to do good, he wants to be a tzaddik, he wants to become to the madregos of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, there's something, there's a siyata d'shmaya that malichin oisai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you along, that we have to want, we have to have a rotzen, we have to have a shifa, we have to have a desire to be great, to be like the others. And if we have this desire, we have this will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us along. But there's such an Indian of just to have emunah, to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a will, to have a tzipa, to have a goal to reach, that we have to want to get there. We are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. With this Indian that we are stam waiting, we are being mitzapi, we are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that alone, there's a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make the real gula. Like it says by Avraham Avinu, the fact that he had emunah, trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, for that alone was it tzedakah, was it schus that there should be a gula later on. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these actions, that first he promises something, kidei that we should be able to have emunah. We should be able to be a maimon, to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will do what he says. And when we have this trust in Hashem, that causes it that it will come out. That's Pshan, this Pasuk, Leil Shimurim Hu. This was a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting. He was waiting and hoping for this night to come when he could finally fulfill what he promised. But the reason why he first promised it was today we should be able to have emuna, to have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, this is a sant, this is a sepruna, that really this is the pshat bechlal from the whole Korban Pesach that we brought, that Klal Yisrael brought b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. When they brought the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis or Yud Aleph that v'chocho toichlu oisoi. This is the way you are supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. As this was the tzivu, this mitzvah was given even before they went out of Mitzrayim. The mitzvahs were given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, k'day that on the 10th day they should take the korban to the house, and then they should be ready for that on Erev Pesach when they shech the korban Pesach. Then it says v'kocha toichli oisoi. This is the way you should eat the korban Pesach. Mosneichem chagurim, should have your thighs tied around. Na'alechem baraglechem, you should have your shoes on your feet. Umakelchem biyedchem, and should have your stick in your hand. And you should eat the Korban Pesach fast. Pesach Hul Hashem. This is a Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the Makas Bechoris, and then there will be Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's interesting, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a tzivui to go and eat the Korban Pesach right now, even though they didn't go out yet. Right now they're not rushed yet. But they're supposed to eat it in this way, in this manner, in a manner that they have bitachon, they have complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there will be a Yetzias Mitzrayim. And right now they're eating it, even though they're not going out yet, even though there's no pressure yet from the Mitzrayim. But right now when they started to eat the Korban Pesach, you have to eat it as if with 100% trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there will be a Gula soon, there will be a Yetzias soon. That's why right now you have to eat it as if you're all dressed, your shoes are on, you have your stick in your hand, you're ready to go, even though nothing happened yet. But you have to be ready to go, you have to have emunah, you have to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bemison, the Sipruna of Fanot, right over here says this. The Sipruna, this Pasuk, in Shemais Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, it says, Mosneichem Chagurim. He said this means, Mizumonim Laderech. You should be ready to go. He says, Kenya v'yishana mosnav lohoyrois. What did we do this for? Why did we eat the Korban Pesach? In a manner that we're rushed, we're about to leave, nothing happened yet. So he explains, lohoyrois, to teach us al bitochin, to have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, bilti mesupik, not to have any doubts, b'akel yizborach, b'yaisa machina matzmam, we should prepare ourselves, l'derach, to be able to go, b'oidem b'bayis kola, even though we're still now in Mitzrayim, the gula didn't happen yet. But I call upon him, we're eating the Korban Pesach in such a way that we have complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu Emunah, that there will be a Gula. And because of these mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael did, they were taka zoich that there was a Gulas Mitzrayim. So you see this Yisoid, that there's such an Indian, just to have Emunah, just to have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And because of the trust that we have in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. And that's Pshat that we owe the Moran Ervin says, today we're supposed to do the mitzvahs. On this world we just do the mitzvahs. Receive the reward for it, that's Neulam HaBoh. Neulam HaBoh, we receive the schar. That means all our avodas, the mitzvahs that we do, is only with complete trust, with emunah and bitachon in Hashem, that the mitzvahs we do, we will eventually receive schar for it. And kihayim chayenu veruch yomenu, uvehem onu chayim v'kayomim. We just have to have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that by doing the mitzvahs, that's what's going to keep us alive, and that will keep us Leilam Voed, that will keep us go through Leilam Abo. And this also, Rabbi Yochanan brings down, this is the pshat that we say in the bracha, before Kriya Shema Ava Rabba, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Ba'avur Avosenu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, like, because of our fathers, Shebotchu B'cho, that they had bitochen, they had trust in you, V'atalamdeim Chukei Chaim, you taught them the Torah, the Chukim of Chaim. In other words, how was Klal Yisrael Zoicha to have the Torah, to have the Chukim Chaim, only because of Metchila at the beginning, Shebotchu B'cho, they had complete trust in you. This Indian that we have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says that's the first mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. V'talamdein chukei chayim. And this is really the pshat for Naseh v'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Naseh, first we will do, and then we will Nishma, then we will hear. The pshat was they had bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have a Torah to give you. Right away they had bitochen, they didn't ask any questions. They didn't say, first, let's see what it says in it. Is it good? Could we do it? Could we? Can't we do it? No, they said right away, Naseh, first we will do it. So, b'schus zeh, b'schus that, sh'bavur avasenu shabot chuvcho, that bitochen trust in you, that they said right away, Naseh v'nishma, we will do it right away. Because of that, they were zoicha to have the Torah. And really, Rashi says this, right before Shishi, in Parshas Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Ches, as after Moshe told Klal Yisrael about doing the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Vayelchu vayasu b'nei Yisrael, that the b'nei Yisrael went and they did, kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe, v'yaron and Aaron came also, that's the way they did. So Rashi asked the question here, v'chi kvar also, did they already do it? Did they already do the Korban Pesach? This whole parsha now is talking about on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is when HaKadosh Baruch told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael. They didn't do the Korban Pesach yet. It's Rosh Chodesh right now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what is the pasuk saying? Vayelchu vayasu bnei Yisrael, the mashma the Klal Yisrael did do. So Rashi says, Ela mechivon shekiblu aleihem. As soon as the Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. They had emunah, they accepted it right now. They had trust in Hashem that they want to do it. Is malo aleihem kiluosu. The apostle considers it as if they really did it. It's just the fact they accepted upon themselves. They had bitochen, they had emunah that they were going to do it. They really thought as if it's going to happen. They didn't just hear something, but they heard it and thought it and believed it that it's going to happen. For this alone, the apostle says, Vayasu was considered as if they did it. This is a lot of mitzvahs here of this Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We see this inyan. That inyan is to have complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, that's our kiyum. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does toiva back to Klal Yisrael. Yeah, at the end of the parasha, it says about tefillin, V'hoyu l'cho l'yois al yodicho, ul'zikoro in bein einecho, l'man tiye toiras Hashem b'ficho. As we should wear tefillin on our hands, and on our head, it should be a zikaron. Why? And it says, Laman, in order, tiyeh, it should be, Torah Hashem. It's the learning of Hashem, Hashem's Torah b'fich in our mouth. So the Pasuk is saying that the inyan of wearing tefillin, it's like the purpose, it's achon, it's a preparation, in order that we should be able to learn Torah. So the Chofetz Chaim explains here, that even though in the Torah, a lot of times the Torah explains, what's the reason of the mitzvah? The Moshe, when we eat matzah, the mitzvah is l'man tizkeros yom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim. We're supposed to have a kavon in mind that we're eating matzah to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chag HaSukkos, the Torah says, is l'man yedu derosechem ki basukkos hashavti. There are a lot of times in the Torah says the reasoning why we do the mitzvah or what intentions, what kavon we're supposed to have when we do the mitzvah. Here, the Torah says, even though the mitzvahs of tefillin is a tremendous mitzvah, and we're saying that's the yisoid of the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that who is called a Peshe Yisrael Begufon, these are people that do not wear tefillin. It's a terrible thing if you don't wear tefillin. It's like your kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the whole yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim and emunah, it's all in the tefillin. These are the pashas that we wear in tefillin. And still the Torah says, what's the purpose? Why do we wear tefillin? Not just for the purpose of having the emunah, having the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather for a higher degree. For the higher degree is Laman Tiyeh Teres Hashem Beficham, in order that we should be able to go and learn Torah, which that is the highest Madrega. In other words, Tefillin is only a hachona, preparation, in order to be able to learn Torah. Like we have to like first be Mekadosh ourselves, we have to make ourselves a little bit holy, that we should deserve to receive the Teres Hashem, that we should deserve in order to be able to learn. And when we wear tefillin, that is a machsheros, that makes us be able to go and learn Torah. And that is the greatest madrega we have, is learning the Torah itself. And it's nageya to mitzvah Hashem, the Moshe HaMashiach, that is a ton of the veil yo that says, the yacha kol atloyis v'metzuka sheyisro yisbalu b'seif kelusam. After all the tzaris, all the hardships that the whole Klal Yisrael will go through, after our long golis, lo yisku li goyel, we won't have this chus, we won't be able to have the real redemption, the real Mashiach. Elo b'schus, only because of sheloimdim Torah b'chabura. Only because Klai Yitzchor will go and learn Torah together with the chabura, a few people together. That's what Zel, and this brings down the Chofetz Chaim. This is the lashon over there of the Tana Devar Eliyahu, that he says, She'ein Yisrael negolim loy mitoycha tsar, v'loy mitoycha shibud, v'loy mitoycha tiltol, v'loy mitoycha tiruf, v'loy mitoycha doichik, v'loy mitoych she'en loy mezoynis. El mitoych, in other words, the Mashiach won't come because of hardships, all different problems, moving around without food to eat. Ela only mitoych asora b'nei odem, only between 10 people, She'ein yoishvim zeh etzol zeh, that they're sitting one next to another. V'yokolechot mehem, that they'll be sitting and learning Torah together, and Hashem will hear the curl of this. This will be the schus to bring the Gula Shleima. In other words, the Yisoid, the highest Madrega we have, is Limud HaTorah. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us here. Even though Tefillin is also a tremendous mitzvah, but the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of Tefillin, is kedai to be machshir, to make us roy, to prepare ourselves in order l'man tia Torah Hashem l'fichem, that we should be able to be zoicha to learn Torah.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to just go through the last psukim from Shvi until the end, which all these psukim, you have to know the hemshech, what does one pasuk have to do with the next pasuk? In the Perek Yud Gimel, it starts off right after Shvi, Vayedaber Hashem Amo Yishalemer, Kadesh li kol b'chor, peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael b'yodim v'abheima lihu. That there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh, the b'chor, the firstborn, peter kol rechem, the first offspring of every womb, that is an Indian of to be mekadesh the bechorim, kiddush bechor, to make pidyon haben. Then Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Zochor es hayom hazeh, remember today, asher yitzosem mitzrayim, that we went out of Mitzrayim, mi beis avodim ki bechozek yoratzi Hashem eschem mizeh, for lo yiyochel chometz. That after you remember we went out of Mitzrayim, there's also a lav not to eat chometz. And Hayoy Matim Yitzim Chodesh Aviv. Today we went out in Chodesh Aviv and Nisan. Then the pasuk goes on. Voyeki Viach Hashem El Eretz Hakanani. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, and in Shivas Yom it goes to the union of Pesach of Matzah. Then the Garat Levincha B'Yom Huleimor Tel Over Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the pasuk and pasuk test goes into the mitzvah tefillin. That says V'Hoyi L'Choli Ois Al Yodcho. We should be wearing tefillin for a sign on our hands. Ulizikoren Beinei Necho. And we should have zikaron, remembrance on our head between our eyes. Laman tia teras Hashem beficham, that we should be able to have the teras Hashem. Ki again, kibyod chazoka tia Hashem imetroyim. So again, so far this parsha started off with the mitzvah of kiddush bechor, kaddish likol bechor. Then it went off to you should remember the mitzvah of yitzias mitzrayim. Then it goes off to the inyan lo yiyochel chometz. There's a law of not eat chometz. Now we're coming to the mitzvahs of tefillin that we're supposed to wear tefillin. That tefillin should be on our hands for zikaron and bnei necho, and then it ends off again. V'havarta kol peter rechem l'Hashem v'chol peter shege behemer sheyilochah aschorm l'Hashem. But who at the end is an inyan b'chor of a behemer also. V'chol peter chamor, even by a chamor also there's an inyan of peter chamor. V'yim lo sifte v'raftoi v'chol b'chor odim v'necho tifte. And it ends off also even by a b'chor odim. By a person, by your son, your firstborn son, there's an Indian to be poida to make a pidyon haben. And then again, right after maftir, v'hoya ki yisholcha vincha mocher, if your children will ask you, ma zois, what happened here? You should again tell them all the great nisim that happened by the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem did not let it, that Paro didn't want to let us go out, and Vayarag Hashem ko b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out all the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, and Al Kain, therefore, anizaveach l'Hashem, kol peter rechem haschorim v'chor b'chor bonai efte. As the Pasuk says, where did the b'chorim, the firstborns, get the Kedusha? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to kill out all the firstborns of Mitzrayim, therefore, by the firstborn of our animals, we're supposed to bring it for a korban. Anizaveach l'Hashem, we bring it for a korban. And v'chol b'chor bonai, all the firstborns of our children, after we should make a pidyon, we should redeem them. And then last pasuk ends off again about tefillin. V'ho yul yois ayodchol ulutoytofes ben enechom ki b'chayzik yorot ziyonu Hashem imetroyim. Again, the Pasuk ends off with the mitzvah tefillin. So this whole parasha has a lot of different inyonim mixed in, one with the other. We have to know how come one inyon comes with the other inyon. It starts off with this mitzvah of Kiddush Bechor, the firstborn of an Adam, of a firstborn of Yahweh's son, the firstborn of the behemoth. And then it goes right away into remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then it goes into Na'atid Chometz, and then it goes into Tefillin, and then it goes back again to Kiddush Bechor, and then it goes back again to Tefillin. Like, what does all these different inyonim have to do one with the other? What is mitzvah Tefillin? What is mitzvah Kiddush Bechor? What is mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim? What do they all have to do one with the other? Now, the Pasuk explains, where did the Bechorim get their Kedusha? Why are they special? The Pasuk says that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to kill out all the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, therefore the firstborns of Klal Yisrael have a Kedusha. Now what is the Pshat? The Mefarshim brings down, it says in the Kolboi, who had been in the Zohar HaKadosh has brought down, that the Bechorim, the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, they were all Koimrim or Mishamshim Lavoy de Zohar. They were all like popes, they were all like people working for the Avoy de Zohar, taking care of the Avoy de Zohar, like Galochim. So, by killing out the Makas Bechorus, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed all the Avoy Dezoris, all the Galochim, and that was the inyan of killing out the Sitra Achra, that really when the Yidin were in Mitzrayim, they were also a little bit kosher to Avoy Dezorah. They also had a little bit to do with their Avoy Dezorah of the Mitzrayim. And now by Makas Bechorus, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wiping out and killing out all the people that worked with their Avoy Dezoris. And now to make Yisrael Kodesh, we take our Bechor, our firstborn, and we're like Makdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We like understand that everything, all our first to the Pshat is, that's the most choshev. That's the most special we have, is the first that we are giving over to Hashem. Like it says, Kol Reishis LaHashem. And really, the Medrash Rabbah starts off in the beginning of the Torah of Bereishis, that the Medrash says, She'olam Nivra B'Schus HaBikurim. That Bereishis means the Bikurim, the beginning. The world was created, b'schus habikurim, means the beginning, the first thing, that's the most chashiva thing. So the inyan of to make kedusha, kiddush habchor, and pidyon habchor, is that we have to realize now that our most chashiva thing, we're giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we accept upon ourselves the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the killing out of the firstborns of the Mitzrayim. That's the way we're killing out, wiping out Avodah Zarah, wiping out to worship other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we mekadosh Klal Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael should only be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's by realizing now that the most chashiva thing we have, our Bechorim, our firstborns, we are like giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by animals, there's mamash mitzvah's korban, a Bechor, you make a korban, you give it to Hashem. And by Bechor Adam, it really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're making, we realize this. And as a pigeon, we're poivet, we give money to the kohen and get back our child. And that's why right after the first pasuk talks about Kaddish Likol Bechor, right away the next pasuk says, V'yoyma Moshe Elom, Zochor Es Hayoyim Hazeh, Asher Yitzosim Mitzrayim. It's a special mitzvah to remember, and this is the mitzvah Sesei Shotero, L'Sape, Benisim, V'Neflois, Shenas L'Aveseinu. This is the special mitzvah of Zochor Es Hayoyim Hazeh, on Leil Pesach, Pesach Banait, to be Mesapre, tell over the whole story about the going out of Mitzrayim. That's a special mitzvah. Now what does this mitzvah have to do with before Kaddish Likol Bechor? The way we're saying, very good, that the mitzvah of telling over these nisim, we say, like Gemara Pesachim says, it's not only we say it over, but we have to really feel it. The chiyuv is chayav kol adam lirois, kiluhu ba'atzmo yotze Mitzrayim. By telling over these nisim, we have to really feel that as if we really went out of Mitzrayim. We ourselves had our gula. We ourselves became freed from the Yetzirah. That was the union of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got freed from the Avodah Zarah, and now we are becoming to be Oved Hashem. And that's why it's very good. The Pasuk right away says, "For lo yeyachol chometz." There's a law of not eat chometz. And if you do a chometz, that's the yisoid of the Yetzirah. That's why we don't eat chometz, because chometz is the union of Avodah Zarah, a taisvis, having too much, having taiva, having gaiva. And inyan of lo yeyachol chometz means, now we're not going to have, we're going to break the Yetzirah. We're going to burn the Yetzirah. We're not going to have Taiv and Gaiva right now. So this is all a key in the way we are being accepting upon ourselves now, to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, by feeling as if we're going out of Mitzrayim, feeling the Cheres, and to realize, Lo Yerach HaChometz, we're not going to eat Chometz, we're not going to have Sheikhas to the Yetzirah anymore. This all brings us to the Kiddush Bechor, which is the Indian of wiping out the Avodah Zarah and be makabel upon herself to be Eved Hashem. And that's why it's very good. The next pasuk says, pasuk Hey, for Hoya ki Yaviach Hashem el Eretz Haknani v'Hachiti v'Hemori v'Achivi v'Yevusi Ashenishba la v'Sechom lo seis loch Eretz Zovas Cholof u'Dvosh. That right away the pasuk talks about that there's an Indian of Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Ashenishba, he made a shvu, he promised to give us Eretz Yisrael. What does Eretz Yisrael have to do with what we're talking about? It's very good, because living in Eretz Yisrael, that's also an Indian of being mekabel upon herself, Ol Malchus Shemayim, to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like there's always a klal. The Gemara says that Kol HaYoshev Eretz Yisrael is mekabel of Ol Malchus Shemayim. He's by living in a holy land like Eretz Yisrael, that itself makes us be mekabel upon herself, the Ol Malchus Shemayim. This also helps us. Eretz Yisrael also helps us be Oved Hashem, be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Since that's the makom of the Ashrus Hashchina in Eretz Yisrael, you feel closer to Hashem, you Oved Hashem better. So this is all the Hemshech, one pasuk, one after another, is all building up to the same thing, that we are throwing away the Avodah Zarah, and we are accepting upon ourselves the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right away the pasuk talks about tefillin, because the Indian of tefillin is these two inyonim, like we said before. Tefillin, we wear tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The yad, that's connected the lev, and the rosh is connected the moyach. That by wearing tefillin, we are meshabit our lev and our moyach to do avodas Hashem. We accept upon itself right now to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the neshama, like we always say before tefillin, that haneshama shiva moyach, that our neshama is makabla upon itself to be Eved Hashem. That's in the moyach. That's the tefillin shel rosh. And the tefillin shoyad, that's keneged halev, keneged the taivus we have, all the ritzoinus, all that we want, that we are being mishabed, we are putting upon ourselves this all, the yoke, to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this mitzvah of tefillin. So it's very good why, right, that's the hemshech of these pesukim, that tefillin comes in the middle of kiddush bechor, of being mekadesh to bechor. Because again, the yesoid to be mekadesh to bechorim was that Hashem killed out the bechorim of Mitzrayim, the firstborns, because they were the galochim, they were the ones that took care of the Avodah Zarah. And when we got rid of the Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh to Bechor, means we are marking now that our firstborn we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we mekabel upon ourselves to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Indian of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. We learn out the Emunis in Hashem from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we talk about Eretz Yisrael, that's also a siyuah, that's also a mokum where we see Emunas Hashem and have Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And then we go to the mitzvah's tefillin, which that's a mitzvah that we wear upon our guf, next to our heart and next to our moyach, next to our brains, to be mishabit, to put it into our heart and into our brains, this inyan of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that's why Taka, the Dalad Parshias, the four Parshias we have in our tefillin, are these four inyanim. It's Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, V'yahavta, and the second Pasha, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, the Indian of Kaddish Likol Bechor, which is also an Indian of realizing that we wiped out the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah, and we're mekabel upon ourselves now to give our firstborn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mekabel upon ourselves the Ol Malchus Shemayim. These are all the Inyonim we have in our Tefillin, and these are the Pshat and these last Psukim, we have these last Pashas and Pashas Boy. And then the Chanami, these are the kavanas we have to have when we put on tefillin. When we wear tefillin, we have to realize that tefillin is a nois, and this is a sign, and from this sign we have to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that we are meshabed, we are makabel, we accept upon ourselves the complete Ol Malchus Shemayim, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, to do all the mitzvahs, and to be Eved Hashem. Yeah, we'll just end off with one more Rashi at the end of Parsha, Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the pasuk says, "V'hoya ki yaviach Hashem el eretz haknani, Hashem will bring us into Eretz Yisrael, kasha nishba l'cho, like He swore to us, l'avosecha, to our fathers, unusana loch, and He'll give it to us, unus He'll give it to you, unusana loch." So Rashi explains from the Mechilta, what does it mean, unusana loch? Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael tehei b'yanecha should be in our eyes, kilu nosna l'cho boi b'yoyim, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us today. And it should not be like an inheritance, something we inherited from our fathers. As Eretz Yisrael should be every single day as if we're receiving it today. So what is the Pshan Rashi? It's a tremendous Chiddush here. The Gemara dashes this by Limud HaTorah, that when we learn Torah every single day, Yir Benecha Kechadoshes, it should be like there's a new Kabbalah HaTorah every single day. The Pshat you learn, it means you have to work hard to learn Torah. You can't just say, I learned one day, that's enough. I was Mekabel Torah yesterday. But rather, every single day you have to be Mekabel the Torah. It means work hard to understand the Torah. But what does that Pshat have to do here with Eretz Yisrael? Rashi is saying that Klal Yisrael received Eretz Yisrael, this great Matan, is also the same way. On Usan Aloch means we have to realize, feel, as if every single day we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a new Matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us today, every day special. And it's not the Pshat that we received it once, like B'Koyach Yerusha, we inherited from our fathers. Why not? Why can't this Matana be like we received it once and now it's ours? So Mashma for Mashi that in order to stay in Eretz Yisrael, the Pshat is we have to be Zoichem, we have to be royal, we have to be at the high Madrega to stay in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be worthy of staying in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the Pshat we got it once and now it's ours. No, Kiseida, day after day we have to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael in order to stay there. And then Echanami, when Klal Yisrael does Averis, that's why we have to go into Golos, we get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is not something we received once and it's ours. But rather, every single day that we're there, we have to do mitzvahs, we have to deserve to be there. It's a tremendous chus we have to have Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you have to feel, realize every single day as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us today because we deserve it today, and not because we once received it. And like we explained, Eretz Yisrael helps us be makabel upon ourselves, the Olam HaShemayim. Therefore, if we are makabel Olam HaShemayim in Eretz Yisrael, we keep it. And if not, chas v'shalom, not. No, mitzvah betakeh shebizoicha. She's able to keep Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here.